Between the words that are spoken and those that are heard, may you, Holy Word, be present. Amen. So here we've come to this great vigil of Easter. And this is the evening of the Christian tradition that followers in the faith hold space between the darkness that has felt despairingly total and the light and hope of what yet may be. We wait in the twilight, dawn or dusk, at the edge of unknowing, with the women at the tomb. And this night particularly, we draw on the strength of these women who the gospel authors recount courageously remained. These women who lingered with the body long after the last breath was drawn. There are many other moments during the church year when the male disciples hold attention. But this night, this vigil where light and dark, death and life are present in a generative polarity in time beyond time and space beyond space, this is a time when we participate in the sacred witness of these women. It is a testimony of all women through time who have cared for the dying and the dead, who have stayed to mourn the forgotten and the betrayed, who have waited in the dark for whatever hope yet kindled in their hearts. And it is for every fire keeper or candle bearer who has held the great expanse of dark together with the small light of their own fire, and who has waited and kept watch. The liturgy will move, is moving quickly into resurrection and the light that extinguishes all darkness. But it is this great vigil, the moment of waiting at the edge of light and dark, that seems to me to be most significant this night. This is the testimony of the women. The dualities of Western thought have for many years now been held in a critical light, and often for good reasons. Light is good and dark is bad, so suggests Western duality. But as Black authors and thinkers have importantly mentioned, such thinking has practical and painful ramifications. For dark skin, then, is and has been relegated to what is bad, and light skin to what is good. There are many cultures, including Hawaiian, where such dualities are not placed in a hierarchy. Light and dark are as necessary to one another as water and sun. The dark, though painful and difficult and almost extinguishing, can be generative in ways the light cannot be. To go in the dark with a light is to know the light. To know the dark, go dark. Go without sight and find that the dark, too, blooms and sings and is traveled by dark feet and dark wings. So writes the poet and farmer Wendell Berry. The vigil this night, on the edge of light, something significant is happening. And the women are here in the midst, holding grief and anguish, dark and despair, together with whatever light and hope keeps them there, waiting and watching. Their very being is rent in two between despair and hope, dark and light. And they remain only with each other in this overlooked and avoided tension. Let this darkness be a bell tower, I may imagine the women recite to each other, as any passing stranger glances over and ridicules their seemingly hopeless vigil. These are Rilke's words. Friend who has come so far, feel how your breathing makes more space around you. Let this darkness be a bell tower, and you the bell. As you ring, what batters you becomes your strength. Move back and forth into the change. What is it like, such intensity of pain? If the drink is bitter, turn yourself to wine. In this uncontainable night, be the mystery at the crossroads of your senses, the meaning discovered there. And if the world has ceased to hear you, say to the silent earth, I flow. And to the rushing water, speak, I am. On this night, Christian followers hold vigil between the dark and the light. And God has promised that we will not be consumed. Somehow the women believe this enough to stay. And after the world had ceased to hear them, they spoke to the silent tomb. Here we are. Here we remain. Here we are, they may have said to one another, with the body of our beloved one who has died. And here we will stay until life, in whatever way, stirs anew. To all of us who know the brightest light and the darkest dark, hang on. Hold vigil. Together with the women who held the first vigil, your place matters. The light is not yet strong, but neither is the darkness complete. And God's promises whisper at the edge of knowing. The women bear witness, and the promise is this: you will not be consumed. Torn in two between light and dark, the beloved one is rising. Amen.